Page 203. A. You are what you wear.
The clothes we wear signal who we are or who we want to be. We can easily identify who likes hip-hop or who is interested in designer clothing. In Norway, we cannot usually identify people's social position from the clothes they wear. A wealthy person may want to dress shabbily, and a person living on benefits could spend his or her money on fancy clothes and eat crumbs for the rest of the year. Apart from a few occupations, such as priests, barristers, firefighters, and some healthcare professionals, the way we dress at work in Norway is to a large extent also a matter of personal taste and income. In Shakespeare's day, things were rather different. England was very much a class society, and people were not allowed to wear whatever they liked. There were laws regulating what people could wear, and everybody was required to dress according to their social status. Wealthy people wore clothes that were beautiful and exclusive, made from the best quality silk, wool, or linen. As a rule, poorer people dressed more plainly, but the laws that forbade them to dress above their station were often ignored, and they often spent more than they could afford on clothes just to appear stylish. Colours were also of great importance, as certain colours were associated with specific virtues or emotions. Clothing, therefore, not only indicated the size of your income, it also reflected your personality. This was very convenient for theatre audiences of the day, as they could obtain information about the characters on stage simply by looking at their outfits.